sponsored by HelloFresh. The holidays are coming, and let's be honest, finding time to meal prep and have meals with long cooking time only adds to the stress. That's where HelloFresh comes in. HelloFresh lets you easily customize your delivery from week to week. Mix and match lifestyle options to suit your needs, like fit and wholesome, family-friendly, quick and easy, vegetarian, and more. Everything can be tailored to your schedule by adjusting your delivery date and even skipping a week when you're not able to cook at home. That way, if you're traveling through the holidays, you don't have to worry about which week you get food delivered and which you don't. Go to HelloFresh.com, use my code ROCKSNOV10, and receive 10 free meals plus free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. Your support helps the channel and podcast to keep going. Click my link or use my code to subscribe to HelloFresh to get your eating goals on track and contribute to ROCKED. This is the podcast that rocked for November 12, 2024. Thank you for joining us. We cover everything in the world of rock, alternative metal, indie punk, industrial, and everything in between. My name is Luke.
My name is Alex.
And my name is Rowan.
That was actually might be the smoothest intro we've had in quite a while.
Let's go.
When you say something like that, it's going to go downhill. You're going to jinx
us. Yeah, no, you jinxed us.
Or we're setting up for a perfect game. You ever think about that either? How about a little bit of optimism in our terribly depressing weekly podcast filled with news of terrible people and awful events?
Sorry, man. I am a half the glass is half empty type of guy.
Well, fortunately for all of you, this is a podcast where we have a lot of good things to discuss this week, like legit good things. I'm very happy about that. It's not a perfect setup for everything's sunshine and rainbows, but on the majority of it, good stuff to talk about. It's not that nightmare week where we had with Linkin Park and Dave Grohl Baby and Firefest 2. None of that. Nothing like that. Okay.
Dave Grohl Baby.
Yeah, well, what else am I going to call it? So I don't know if it's a, I think it is a little girl, but anyway.
Him pulling a Schwarzenegger. I don't know.
I hope not. Oh goodness. No. As long as it's not going to be like a Nick Cannon where he can't keep counts of all the kids. So
that could be like 15, man.
I know. For those who are watching
never
right now,
condoms.
54 likes will get you a round of Festival Rock or Flop, where we book a random festival to see if you would go to it or not. Thank you so much. Please hit that like button. Also, if you donate $10 or more for a super chat question or give away enough gift memberships, we will give you your own random festival. Thank you so much. Hope you're doing well. One more thing before we get into it. We are now in another episode of Alex Travels. Alex, where are you this week?
I am in Orlando right now. Woo! Okay.
One of the better areas of Florida. Now, I know what I just said, and that's a paradox, but I promise it's true. So,
yes. See, this is a selective part of Orlando, Florida. So,
yes. Very nice. Someone just said, or end up being Drake. Goodness, what in the world is going on in the chat already?
Look what you started.
I didn't start anything. Excuse
you
me.
You started it.
Well, let's keep the arguments coming, because now we're going to talk about the Grammys for 2025. For those who are not aware, the Grammy nominations were released since this past podcast. In them, we got the rock, the metal, alternative categories, and historically, they have been treated like poo-poo pee-pee by the recording industry. And that is the technical term. Definitely not the proper treatment for these categories and these genres. Before I get into the explanation of all these, the list that I have right here, I'm just going to explain this to Alex and Rowan, because I did not set them up for this. We're going to play a little game, and we're going to go through the six categories. I'll read them off. We're going to answer who we want to win, and then who we think will win. And if it's the same answer for both, that's fine in each category, but there is a difference between answering the two. You can want someone to win, but you know someone else is going to win. So, both of you, are you ready? Audience, chat room, are you ready?
Yes.
Thank you. Chat room, please hit the like button. It helps us out a ton. Also, please, actually, I'll try to make polls for some of these as well. Who do you think will win? Because I'm interested in that. I was going to have one of these two make a poll, but YouTube won't let other moderators make polls for some insane reason. But whatever. I'm not bitter. This won't slow us down. Here we go. We're going to start off with rock performance for 2024. Starting off, a timely reference, now and modern, Now and Then by The Beatles. Beautiful people stay high by the Black Keys. The American Dream is Killing Me by Green Day. Gift Horse by Idols. Dark Matter by Pearl Jam. And Broken Man by St. Vincent. And before I ask these three, before they make a decision, you'll notice a theme in some of these categories. It's Grammy alma mater. It's the Grammy recipients of past years. There's not a lot of new blood in some of these categories. Most of these have won many Grammys before. Asterisk, the Beatles will always be nominated no matter what posthumous and old song they dug up. Doesn't matter. Instant nomination. So it's on screen right now if you'd like to look at it again. Alex, do you have any thoughts on the best rock performance category?
On who I want to win or who I think will win?
Go ahead. Who you want to win first?
I don't know. I think that's a tricky one.
I know.
I think
right?
The Beatles will win, but I think Green Day, that album was pretty darn good.
It was. It was a nice return to form for them. So who do you want to win?
Yeah. Green Day.
Okay. Let's go. We'll do the ones first. Rowan, who do you want to win?
Yeah, no, I agree with Alex. I want Green Day to win. I mean, just like the album was good, but like even like the performance, their performances for like the last year have been really solid and all that stuff. So like, I feel like if that's like the category, that they're due for that.
Okay, fair enough. I, for want to win, I'm fine with either Green Day or Idols. I'm an Idols fan, and I think this was a very good, strong performance from them for Gift Horse. Love Pearl Jam. I think they've had enough, and I don't put that performance of Dark Matter, and I really enjoy the album over those two. And the Black Keys have been, how do I put this politely, putting out the same song since 2011. That's just me.
Fair.
Yeah. So as I type this poll out now, Alex, who do you think will win?
I think the Beatles will win.
Okay. The Beatles? Rowan, who do you think will win?
Definitely the Beatles.
I echo my co-podcasters. I definitely think the Beatles are going to win.
It's just like everyone, the people who actually are in charge of like deciding, they always like pick like the legacy act or something, especially like the Beatles, arguably the biggest name in rock music.
Yeah. And yeah. It's also a situation where the people voting, the Academy, like members of the Academy, they'll vote for a name they recognize. You will recognize the Beatles. You'll recognize Pearl Jam and Green Day, but the Beatles will always go, ooh, the Beatles. It's just kind of that situation. And nothing against the Beatles.
It's like with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Very true. So.
Yeah. Nothing against the Beatles, like you said, but that's just how the Academy works. It's, oh, I know this name. That's why I rock and metal, in my personal opinion.
Mm-hmm. Or like, this is
treated
just like
differently.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
No, you're good.
No, yeah. I was going to say, like, you know, it's also just like, oh, yeah, this is the most popular band out of all of them. So, like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, too, and it really is, you're never going to get a more popular band than the Beatles. It's an uphill struggle for your entire career. Pearl Jam can't even do that. You know, and look how long and how much they've accomplished. So,
yeah,
I can only put
Green Day.
Also, I can only put four entries for the poll choice. It's really bumming me out, some of these poll options, but I'll figure out something later. So, wow, that's close. The poll is tied for the chat between the Beatles and Green Day. That's interesting. Some love for Pearl Jam. Like, no love for Black Keys.
This is also like another thing too about it. Like the song in question for the Beatles, it was like an unfinished song. Correct. That they didn't even like get done by the time. Like,
yeah,
like they broke up before they even finished the song. It's like, it shouldn't even count.
Mm-hmm. I agree. It's like I said, like unearthed B-sides from posthumous when half the band has been passed away for decades. You know,
it's not even a B-side. It was an unfinished song that they just completed later on. Like whoever was left.
Not a fan of that, so.
Yeah.
No, that's weird. That's like that whole Alex Van Halen weirdness is going on.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I was ranting about that to my dad today. Not even joking.
Yeah, I've had some crazy conversations about that. How can you say, I want AI to replicate my brother's epic playing, learn how to play like my brother, and then let's just throw Robert Plant on top of this too. Like, that's some craziness.
And not even just say, but actively go and talk with AI companies and see what they can do. Like, actually putting in the work.
to make that
happen. Also just like the pompousness to be like, oh yeah, we're gonna get this done in like a year.
It's Thanksgiving gonna be really awkward with Wolfie there sitting across the table. It's like, so what are you talking about my dad now, huh? What's the plan now, huh? You know, I don't know. Thanksgiving at the Van Halen house. That actually does sound like a nice little thing I'd like to watch, but that's besides the point. We now move on. We now move on to my favorite category of this year, and I stand by this. The Grammys, quote me on it, got good nominations across the board for Best Metal Performance. I don't know who made the decisions, but they did a good job. Up first, Mea Culpa A Será from Gojira and the lovely singers at the French Olympics, and then the recorded version, which was amazing. We also have Judas Priest, Crown of Horns, off their album that came out this year. Knock Loose featuring Poppy, Suffocate, that came out this year. Metallica Screaming Suicide, which came out last year. And Spirit Box, Cellar Door, off the EP, also off of last year. The reason why I got a little snarky with Metallica is because they were nominated for songs off that album last year. And now they're still popping singles, though. And it's like, oh, well, they qualify because it's Metallica.
Well, and because the single was released.
Exactly.
That's the workaround. Again, it's the same thing with like the Beatles. Technically, it came out this year, so it's in the running.
That's how they get away with it. You know what, though? I wouldn't be mad. Okay, I wouldn't be as stoked if certain bands won this one, but I wouldn't be as mad because all of these are actually good.
They are.
Yeah,
like, I agree. There's not one entry where I'm going, what were you thinking? These are all
exactly.
These are all worthy nominees. Metallica.
We do not have a Jethro Tull.
No, we do not. List. And I feel, and I truly feel, and I made this in a video a couple years ago. Ever since that action, the Grammys have been apologizing for decades by giving Metallica an award every chance they get. Every single time.
This is them making up for it.
Yes. Hence, they're still nominated in 2024, even though this was an album that was released the year previous, and songs from that album released also nominated previous year as well. Regardless,
yeah.
Let's go down the board. Alex, who do you want to win?
I'm going to be honest. This one is super hard for me to choose because I really like the Gojira track, but I really love that Spirit Box track.
Okay.
So I'm just going to say Gojira because of the epic
momentum
behind it.
Yeah. You can split your votes for the who you want to win. That's okay. Like if you have, like if you're tied for the who you want to win, that's fine. But you said Gojira, Spirit Box. That's fine. Rowan, how about you?
So am I doing both? Like just who I want to win and who I...
Just who you want to win right now. Then we'll go around.
Okay, yeah. So in that regard, Spirit Box, because like I love Gojira. I love a lot of the bands on this list. But in terms of just like the song itself, Cellar Door is like my favorite of them, you know?
The EP was great, The Fear of Fear. You're never going to hear me knock it.
Oh, no. What wasn't Jaded like off that same EP like nominated last year? Sure I thought was. They were like... I was mad that they were snubbed for that because that song like slaps. That whole EP slaps.
Yep.
So much. So good.
So for me, Spirit Box is number two, Cellar Door. And for the same reasons that you guys are saying, but it doesn't, nothing comes close to what Gojira created and performed. And this is Best Metal Performance, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You will not top that, both the live rendition at the Olympics or the recorded version where they actually all went to the studio and made it sound amazing there also. I just... If Gojira was not on this and that Olympic performance did not happen, Spirit Box would take it. But Gojira just destroyed competition on this. The fact that we're not saying Judas Priest or Metallica does show a little bit of hope for what current bands are coming, because Judas Priest Crown of Horns was great. So, yeah. All right. Well, the poll is open right now. Please hit the like button. Please, please, please. Alex, who do you think will win?
I still think the Academy will go with Metallica. I really, really do, just because it's Metallica and there are a lot of people not super, super in touch with the metal roots.
Correct.
Who will just say, Metallica, I know that name, I know those guys. Yeah. I think Metallica would probably win.
Okay. Rowan?
I was going to say Gojira because, again, this is based off metal performance. And performing at the Olympics, like in the palace, with like, you know... And it's the first time a metal band has ever performed for the Olympics ever.
Mm-hmm.
Just in terms of cultural impact, I think that is more than enough reason to give it to them. Yeah, Metallica is like the legacy act, but at the same time, too, it's like I feel like even the Grammys or the people who who like recognize who like are in charge of the Grammys, they have to like recognize that like, hey, we can't just keep playing favorites. We actually have to like make objective choices.
Yes. Good argument.
You know, there's got to be some give and take.
Yeah. My heart goes for Gojira. My brain goes for Metallica. And for the exact same reasons, it's not a option because this is the category for best metal performance. However, they're never going to take a chance and not focus on Metallica on a live stage, accepting an award and showing that with the Grammys. It's more just seeing that visual and how Gojira, this is the year that it would be appropriate to show Gojira like the on there. Thing. And I agree, but they're also, they can also say that for the Metallica tour, the stadiums and things like that as well.
I know. Yeah. But like Metallica's never performed for like the Olympics. No. They partnered with the French government to do this.
No, I agree with
that. So I'm thinking if enough members of the Academy saw the Grammys perform, or not the Grammys, the Olympics performance, and have been in touch this year. I mean, obviously this is for the year prior, right? So if they've been in touch all year and they really do focus on that factor, then Gojira could win.
Yes.
But I still think the longevity and just the name Metallica, it just sits better with these people because they don't know as much about the rock or the metal world.
Gojira has the best. Like, the Gojira has the best chance of upthroning Metallica or dethroning Metallica.
Definitely.
Unthroning, that's not a word. Dethroning Metallica. But
I thought you said unthroating. I'm like, what the hell did that mean?
Unthroning?
Whatever.
God, that sounds
whatever.
Disgusting.
No. I said it. I only said dethrone. I didn't say anything else. Okay. You have a bad connection wherever you are in Florida. So that being said, optimist in me wants to see Gojira. Realist in me is thinking Metallica. And
I'm going to hold out some hope.
Yeah, that's fair.
Olympics, international event.
No, seriously. This is all the stars align perfectly and they nailed their performance. But poll says Gojira wins handily. I did not put Metallica in there because Metallica's a different beast. I just wanted to see what everyone thought of the other options. Yeah, Gojira wins handily from the poll. So, and I kind of get it. So we move on and we're going to have to move along a little faster. These were the big ones that I wanted to focus on time more, though. For the best rock song, this is where it's going to come into a little more gray area. This is where I admit me personally, I'll be shrugging my shoulders going, eh, whatever. So, best rock song. First, Beautiful People Stay High from the Black Keys, Broken Man from St. Vincent, Dark Matter from Pearl Jam, Dilemma from Green Day, Gift Horse from Idols. There's five. Now, any thoughts? Has anyone here heard every single song? I have not.
To be honest, me neither. Yeah.
Me neither. So I'll go first because we'll go around the horn. I want of this list, Idols to win for Gift Horse. Alex, how about you?
I don't know. Dilemma was a banger. I mean,
it was.
It's just really fun. It's fun to see the Green Day there. So I'm going to say Dilemma.
Okay. Rowan, who do you want to win?
I'm just going to say Dilemma too, because that's the only one I am really that familiar with, you know?
Fair enough. Okay. Who do you think will win? Again, same rules apply. The bigger names have a better shot. So who do we think will win? I think Green Day will win this. And I like Dilemma too. I just like another song more, but I do think Green Day will win. Alex, who do you think?
I think Green Day will win.
Yeah, Alex, you think also? Rowan?
I do.
I think it would either be, in terms of just name recognition, it's either Pearl Jam or Green Day. Like, again, if that's like what we were kind of like, you know.
Yeah. And I will say this, St. Vincent is a Grammy darling. She's won many Grammys over the last 10 years in the alternative categories. So I would not, she's not a complete dark horse on this one because they love giving her the Grammys. Love, love, love. So. And the Black Keys used to be at that record, too. They used to get Black Keys a Grammy every year, like in the early 2010s, middle 2010s. So that's what that is. Let's go to the poll. Wow. Okay. The poll, I didn't have it up for that long, but still got some votes. Green Day ran away with it. 75%. That's about right.
Yep.
Yeah. We move on. We'll be quick about these again, too. This will be the last one, just because we're running out of time. We have so much to cover. Best rock album. This one I have not heard, but boy, oh boy, there are some heavy hitters and some you get nominated because of who you are. The Black Crows with Happiness Bastard. Fontaine's DC with Romance. Green Day with Saviors. Idols with Tunk. Pearl Jam with Dark Matter. The Rolling Stones with Hackney Diamonds. And Jack White with No Name. So we got seven names. Not going to make a poll on this one because there's too many options. It should be on screen.
Again, now. I'm going to say, oh, sorry.
Go ahead. Rowan, you go. You go first.
Again, I'm going to say Green Day because, again, it's the only one of the list I am really familiar with, you know?
Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. Alex, how about you?
I want Green Day to win.
Okay. For rock album of these seven, I'm hoping for Idols. Just because, again, they've never won anything like that before. And I will go in reverse order now. Who do I think will win? Jack White. And I will say this, that new album was a ton of fun. No frills, gut-busting rock again from Jack White. He did a good job. He's also another Grammy darling, too. So, Alex, who do you think will win?
I think either Jack White or... Ooh, I don't know.
I know, right? This is a hard one.
It is a hard one because of the Pearl Jam, Stones, and Jack White all in the same.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I think Jack White, just because, like you said, he is kind of a darling.
Yeah.
Of the Academy. So, yeah, I'm going to say Jack White.
Mm-hmm. And Rowan?
I would probably say Jack White, too. Not just because he's a legacy act, but also at the same time, too. Since Pearl Jam and Green Day are both in, like, several other categories, if they win, they probably don't want repeaters, you know?
Hopefully not. The Grammys are normally okay with that as long as it doesn't go overboard, but who knows?
Yeah, but they probably don't want like Pearl Jam and Green Day to take away like two or three of like the awards, you know?
I would like to see another name, like a little bit of variety. And sometimes it doesn't work that way, but I could see it working that way. So I don't know. So that'll be our Grammy discussion. We're going to skip over the alternative ones just because there's so much less time. Long story short, I hope Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds win every alternative category they win because I love Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. But St. Vincent is also nominated for alternative stuff in alternative song, alternative performance, and alternative album. So St. Vincent might be walking away with at least one Grammy no matter what. Okay. Thank you for the Grammy discussion, everyone. That was much less. I think we're all on the same page because us as heavy music fans have been jaded for so long. We know what to expect from the Academy. Is that fair? I feel like that's a fair statement.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. So we now move on to a story that I did send to these two before I left on vacation as possibly the worst marketing and you moron, what are you doing idea to promote your festival, your successful festival that's already sold out. Warped Tour has sold out two of their three events. What do you need to do besides just sell the third one? You're set. Why would you post that you're making a hotline for anyone to call in and tell your wild confessions of all the different stories you had back in the early Warped Tour years? What is wrong with you, Kevin Lyman? Are you asking for Chris Hansen to kick down your door?
Do you think he's like self-aware? Is it like one of those things where you think like it's such an absurd story that it gets more eyes on him, and it's like that whole no publicity is bad publicity? It's like,
well, see, if he is self-aware, that makes it worse because he's just chuckling it up because he's already been busted and called out for supporting people that were confirmed. Oh, I can't say a lot of these words on YouTube. Adobe PDF files, and him still supporting them. What are you doing? Why would you launch a hotline like this, encouraging people to confess your wildest stories to like combine into a fun little hotline podcast show? And that's what the purpose of this is. Why? And also, it says call or text with parents' permission.
Oh no!
Oh my God! You know the parents. If the person calling doesn't rip him a new one, it's the parents.
Someone just said he's going to jail in the chat just for putting this up. It's not just me, guys. Right? I'm not the only one seeing the nightmarish possibilities of something like this.
No, you're good. You're valid.
That's terrible. Yeah.
Warped Tour's like reputation. This is the worst thing you can do.
Okay, I also want to point this out too, and I mean this seriously. If anyone in the chat has any connection, like you have a family member, a neighbor, or you know someone IRL that actually has a connection to the FBI, I want you to get in hold of them and tap this hotline so that way they can listen in and figure out which people to bust, because this is going to be an infamous spectacle of terrible proportions. This has to be, can you imagine the screener, like the person going through all the calls and like only selecting the clean ones and having to go through every single call? Not enough money in the world. Nope.
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 He's like, I didn't sign up for this.
Sure, I want a free Warped Tour ticket. Just tell me what to do. Listen to this hotline and give me only the good ones. Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Sir, there are thousands here. None of them good. What do you want me to do?
Call 1-970 Kev Says, KEVSAYS, to share your craziest Warped Tour stories.
No. This one time at Warped Tour?
And you know that's how all those stories start too, probably. And
all of them. Every single one.
And what's sick?
So I got invited backstage.
Yeah. Oh, I know. And what's sick? That American Pie joke is probably tame compared to many of the stories that will be started on that hotline.
Guaranteed. Yeah. What do you mean that one time? Yeah,
I just have never seen like a festival promoter willingly paint a big bullseye behind himself, you know, and stand in front of it. It's like, hey, guess what? I made a hotline, you know. You'd think a decade of all the felonies and people going to jail from your and all these terrible lives ruined, like from guests and attendees and children, would go, hey, maybe I shouldn't play into this. Maybe I should just focus on selling the third festival. Nope, they want Warped Tour Confessions. And that's the name of it.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, that is the name of it. Warped Tour Confessions.
Who thought of this idea? Was it Kevin or was it someone else? Whoever.
I believe it was Kevin with other people working with him.
The fact that no one around him like said, dude, this is literally the worst thing you can do. It's like,
I'm actually trying to think of a worse idea, and I'm drawing a blank. I cannot think of one.
Yeah.
Nope, this is not good. Nope.
So remember what I said? That's right. Everyone said FIR is simping for the first show and all the falling in reverse stuff. Paired with this, sweet mercy. What are you doing, Warped Tour?
Yeah, no, like seriously, at this point, if you go to Warped Tour, you may want to do like a buddy system type of thing, you know, just like, I don't know, just do something to stay safe.
Yeah, handcuff.
My brother, you should always do the buddy system. Yeah.
Handcuff yourself to your buddy so that way you never leave them and no one can drag both of you away. Okay. Like I said, a lot of good stuff to talk about this week. Not everything was good. I made that clear in the beginning. So I am not encouraging people to call into that. I don't care what your story was. I just don't. So let's talk about good stuff.
You know, there's going to be troll calls, by the way, you know?
Over half of them will be troll calls easily.
Yeah.
And they deserve it too. Yeah. They totally deserve it.
You opened yourself up to this. You have no one to blame but yourself for this.
He's going to pay some intern in free tickets to listen to troll calls for days.
Yeah.
That's the music industry. That is the perfect example of the music industry in 2025 right there. Getting free Warped Tour tickets to listen to troll calls for Kevin Lyon.
There's no more street teams. It's just this now. Like, yeah, come work for the hotline. We don't do street teams anymore. You got to work for the hotline.
You can work remote. Just listen to the calls. Isn't it a great deal?
Yeah.
If you do a
good job here, we might actually hire you after college.
Oh, but don't save the calls to your own hard drive. You don't want that. Let's move on to something.
They don't send you the equipment. No.
We got to move on to something positive. We got to move on to something good. And today, November 12th, we got the announcement of a lifetime. These two already know. I'm not going to go into the full details because I'm sure Alex has more tour information. But the Black Parade is coming back for 2025.
Ooh.
That's a great, great thing to be surprised with on a Tuesday afternoon. I'm trying to get as much as I can on screen with a little. Rowan's going to go over the dates themselves, but long live the Black Parade Stadium Tour, football and baseball stadiums. The big deal. That is awesome.
Hell yeah.
So 10 dates across the U.S. There's no Canada, correct? There is Toronto.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
That's why it's the North American Stadium Tour, because Canada gets one date.
Oh, they're coming to MetLife. That's near me. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's their hometown show.
Yes.
Because they're New Jersey. Yeah. So there is a little bit of downside on this. It is a Live Nation event, meaning tickets will go instantly and will be very expensive. So.
Hey.
It's the celebration, though. They're going to play all of the Black Parade in concert, the full album. So, if this is your thing, this is the tour for you. I'm sure Alex is going to talk more about dates and the supporting acts, which is an awesome thing. Very cool when that part comes up. I was very happy to see that. Any thoughts on My Chemical Romance in 2025?
Just like before the call, even today, I've had like five different like friends like text me about it. And they're just going like, woo, yay.
Yeah.
MCR is back.
Yeah.
Especially again, MetLife, which is not far from like my area, so like a lot of my friends are in this area, so they're like thinking like, oh, we got a plan for this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Alex, any thoughts on the Black Parade tour?
Dude, we're gonna get into it. I'm just stoked about the support on this one.
I know.
I'm gonna tell you that.
I wanted to save the dates and the support acts for you for your segment. Don't want to step on that. Before we move on, I want to say this. I want to ask you, because that's their hometown show is in New Jersey. East Rutherford, that's where the Jets play. Is it where the Jets or Giants play? Oh, the Giants play. Okay. Oh, this year doesn't matter. Something good's going to happen in that stadium finally.
Yay!
Because their teams are awful this year.
They're always
sports.
Awful.
I know. Go sports, yes, indeed. Jets. Indeed. So, we're moving on. We had this big tour announcement. Also, there was a tour tease, because the tour itself is getting announced Thursday or Friday. You guys know this is Linkin Park week, right?
Yeah.
Well, I follow the Enterprise Center in St. Louis. That's where the St. Louis Blues play. Sorry, my camera's going wonky. I follow that arena where I've shot at many times. On screen, you'll see that the Enterprise Center and many other arenas have posted this teaser, counting from zero, announcements Thursday morning, Linkin Park U.S. tour. And they're hitting up at least St. Louis. That's all I know. So for those of you wondering, if Linkin Park's going to be touring, the answer is a big fatty yes in the arena tour, like NHL arenas, NBA arenas in 2025.
I mean, did anyone think that they weren't going to tour their big comeback album with the new singer? Like, hell no, they're not going to tour.
Yeah, this is going to make roughly a bajillion dollars. Like I said before, they're going to make up a new monetary amounts. That's what they're going to make off this. So
T-Swift's going to have some competition.
Well, to be fair, they're not in stadiums. And also Taylor Swift was packing it in for like, what, $15,000 for a front row, maybe more. And it's sold out every single time.
Yeah.
I don't know if the Linkin Park fans are going to pay 15 grand for front row in the arena. However,
I know some crazy Linkin Park fans.
I'm sure there are. However, I will say this and My Chemical Romance, big tours, money-making tours, they're going to make a lot of money for rock and heavy music. So you know what? I'm fine with it. I'm totally fine with it. I'm seeing everyone make puns that don't make sense in the chat. Tinkin Park, Sinkin Park,
Tinkin Park.
I'm sorry. Is everyone okay in the chat? Did someone like leak? Is there a gas leak and you guys are all just feeling it right now? Goodness.
Tinkin Lark.
Yeah, by the way, our chat is all in one entire room, just like the whole audience.
Location. You make a joke. Sometimes I wonder, like, if they just actually are all on the same goofballs at the same little like building, like lining up for this.
However, locked in your basement.
Yeah.
Filmed live in front of a studio audience.
Oh, no. Oh, goodness.
Luke has them all locked in his basement or something like that.
Rowan.
It's not so much locked.
Not supposed to tell anybody.
Same people every week. I can. That's a good, like.
To be fair, it's not locked. They all just kick the door down and stay there, and they're squatting. They won't leave. So
housing is tough in this economy.
That's true. All I gotta do, guys, you want to stay in my basement, just engage with my podcast, like it, you know, just talk and chat.
Good deal.
All right, before we go to some festival news and then our regular tour and album news, one cool story featuring the end of Sepultura that I was made privy to, Rowan brought this up. One of the best examples of how to end something that had a tumultuous career. Everyone that's somewhat familiar with Sepultura knows there's been a lot of changeover over the years, for decades. There's no original members in the band, and there hasn't been any original members of Sepultura in Sepultura for, geez, like 20 years?
Since like the 90s.
Something
since
like that.
Since the 90s,
yeah.
I think.
Well,
I think the drummer, Max, was like the last to leave, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure. The Cavalera brothers have been doing their own tour. The Cavalera brothers have been doing the tour, like playing Sepultura music on their own anyway. So it doesn't matter. But Andreas Kisser invites Max and Igor and other past members to come for the final show. Everyone on stage having a good time, sending a fond farewell. This is how you should do it. This is how you can be nice and extend an olive branch and give the fans what they want at the hometown show down in Brazil and everything else. Why can't we have more nice things like this?
This is awesome. I love this.
Yeah. I feel like this is the best of intentions. I feel like a lot of good can happen. And say not every single past member that's still alive can make it, fine. But think how many opportunities there are going to be to have so many members if they get the Cavalera brothers on stage with the current lineup of Sepultura to close out everything. That would be just like the most picturesque scene on stage to close out the band. I don't know. There is so many good ideas. So
if they can make this happen and confirm this, that would be amazing for obviously all of the fans that Sepultura currently has, you know, during this new rendition. I mean, they're on massive tours right now as they stand. I mean, right now they're touring Europe with Ginger, Obituary, and Jesus Peace. So if you can bring this entire thing full circle as you come to a close and bring the Cavalera brothers back and really just give it to the diehard old school fans, hell yeah, that's a way to go out.
Right. I will say this too, if they do, like, oh, they can confirm and they know they're going to have the Cavaleras and other members or past members of the band, they need to record that show, like full production recording, and then sell it online and just make a boatload of money. The final Sepultura show with everybody, you know?
I'm sure they could find like a good venue for like the final show, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, especially for something like
also,
this.
Also, by the way,
good.
By the way, it would be cool, you know, with the Cavalera brothers, maybe we wouldn't hear, if I were a betting man, maybe it wouldn't be like a thing where it's like, if they do agree, we're not going to hear about it, and then they're going to surprise everyone on stage, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they'll say yes, but like, they won't make it public. Yeah.
Yeah. And they could play the whole show too if they wanted, but don't make it public until the final show. Or like,
don't make it public until everyone's in the venue and the concert actually starts.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Then, like, then the fans know they're in for a great night.
Yeah. I'm sure, the show will sell. So I hope it works out. I hope the best. Great idea. Here's hoping Sepultura gets to close out the right way. We now go from a good story to a stupid, awful idea that is going to destroy the small towns of America. 10 small towns, in fact. I share this story with these two. There's no way I could surprise them with something like this. That would have been mean. Other outlets have been posting this too. For all you patriots and people in the United States who are very supportive of a certain political side, this is the festival for you. A festival for we the people. That's what it says, and it's highlighted as. I'm not making that up. Rock the Country. What is that? It's Rock, it's Country. Headlined by Kid Rock and Nickelback. 10 small towns, yeah. And 10 massive shows. I gotta say, one of the Tates is in Poplar Bluff, Missouri, which is about 3 hours south of St. Louis. Small town on the border of Arkansas. This is like the type of festival that comes in, the infrastructure can't handle it, the little fields and the farms that they have the festival on are destroyed, and everyone's miserable after, they regret it. Now, add a nautical amount of Bud Light to every tour date, and then you have what this festival is going to be. Also featuring Aaron Lewis and his solo tour, Travis Tritt, Big and Rich, who someone said they're still alive on one of my social medias. I didn't know that. Okay. This, for all those wondering, number one, why is Nickelback, a Canadian band, headlining We the People Festival in the U.S.?
Oh, my God.
I don't know. That's, you'll have to ask them. And number two, for me making jokes about, oh, it's not a political thing, why do you have to make it political? It's it says right there, for We the People. The American bald eagle is in the South and Kid Rock's headlining. I assure you this is a political festival as much as it is music. So
I'm surprised they didn't get Skillet then. Ooh, which is like how much they've been getting political.
Skillet, you know? Skillet got snubbed on Rock the Country Fest? How embarrassing. Woof.
Honestly, I feel bad for Nickelback.
Kinda.
Yeah.
No, I do, flat out. Like they Nickelback deserves better. I never thought in my life I would speak those words.
The thing
yet
is,
here we are.
The thing is,
it is snowing in hell right now.
Yeah, the thing is, though, they signed up for this. That's a headline spot. They'll be behind Kid Rock. Kid Rock closes out every night, and Nickelback's not the headliner, too. Boy, is that a choice for anyone ever, regardless of politics. So, yeah, we're all making the jokes. It's mostly red states. Anyone else have any thoughts on this before we move on to something good?
Someone in the chat just said, I'm surprised there's no Five Finger Death Punch on this festival. That's true.
That actually would fit.
If you really want to go into that theme or that motif.
And also, Lynyrd Skynyrd with only one remaining member. Tech by proxy, almost. It's a lot of like fill-in musicians, but you know what? The chance to hear Sweet Home Alabama at one of these small town festivals is going to drive people in. So,
you know, Kid Rock is going to come on stage with Lynyrd Skynyrd and he's going to do his crappy cover of Sweet Home Alabama.
Yeah, whatever that song was. That weird, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So, Alex is our traveler. Alex, you going to cover it for us?
I'm busy.
For everyone listening on the podcast that can't see that, I just saw Alex's eyes grow three sizes on camera.
It was like a deer in headlights moment right there. Yeah.
So.
Yep. Yeah. That was sheer shock and awe. I can't respond to this. I'm busy that day, all 10 days.
Fair enough. So let's talk about something good. Also announced today, this was a big announcement day, but I'm going to go over this festival before we get to the other stuff. Download Fest 2025 was announced, and this is probably the best news for heavy music we have seen in a while. The headline is for Download Fest in UK, Green Day, Korn, and Sleep Token. That is awesome to finally have a newer band headline a major festival, and Download is massive, and this is this is their home country. This is perfect. I cannot commend and applaud and just praise this decision. This is totally worth it. I'm all on board. I think they made a great choice.
So, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of good bands
on
there.
We got to send Rowan to that one.
Yeah. So
yeah.
I'm sure to be up for it.
I would.
Keep in mind, Download Fest is also known as Mud Fest, and most people have to camp. Last year was the muddiest, and people were saying they had like literally had not only had the waders, but they were like on full on the fishing waders, like up to their chest because it was so muddy and gross. However, Sleep Token, headlining Download, pray for good weather because that'd be worth seeing.
Hell yeah.
I mean, it's Britain, though, so probably not.
Your chances are low. Yeah, so
you guys would be surprised. It was sunny the entire time I was there. I was there for like 2 weeks and it snowed like 1 or 2 days.
Okay.
Don't jinx it.
This is Donington Park in June. So in the summer, past I'm not sure if more people that are familiar with the UK than I am, what's the rainy season? Because I'm pretty sure it's longer than here in the US, where it's a couple months. I'm pretty sure it extends to that. But yeah, and also featuring many other bands, a lot of variety. Spirit Box is there that we were talking about earlier. Weezer, Bullet for My Valentine, Jimmy Eat World, Steel Panther, Within Temptation, Apocalyptica, Cradle of Filth, Lorna Shore. There's variety. There's a whole lot of variety. Starset and Poppy are there. I love both of them. So tickets will be available
soon.
It's
a good lineup.
It is. There's something for everyone. 3 days. I like that too. So good news. We had a lot of good news, right? There was mostly good stuff that came out today. Is everyone satisfied?
Very.
Mostly? Okay, good. Mostly we're good. Okay. I'll have more information on download when it pops up. I assume this one will start selling well just because of Sleep Token alone. And that's not to downplay all the other bands too, but that's going to be a big deal for people. So
really happy like a new band is like getting this attention, you know? Say what you will about Sleep Token, but it's just like cool that like newer bands are getting like all the like attention now, you know? Everyone's not just focused on all the legacy acts.
Yes. And I think that's been needed for a long time. And for a long time, I also had the unfortunate reason of like, I don't know who to put in that spot. Well, Download's betting on Sleep Token, and that's the perfect opportunity to prove it.
Yeah.
You know what? So
I think they could do it.
I think they got enough variety. They already sold out. They sold out O2. You know, when they played perform there in UK, they'll help sell out this. I think it'll work out just fine. So that being said, we now go to, before we go to our upcoming albums and tours, please hit the like button. We're still a few shy. If you guys want a festival rocker flop, I don't think we got any super chats. So please hit the like button if you have not yet already. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. So Alex, you have the tour information. Are you going to start with the updated details for My Chemical Romance?
I can, yeah.
Go for it.
Let's take a look. So as we already announced, My Chemical Romance are doing this massive stadium tour. It is only 10 dates, but it's hitting, you know, we established Toronto as well. So it is full North American tour now. The big thing about this is the support. The support acts on this lineup are insane. Mm-hmm. And I'm super stoked about this because not only do we get to see My Chemical Romance doing the Black Parade fully in its entirety, which is awesome. I mean, they did it when we were young and it went off without a hitch. Like they were, all of the fans were so stoked about that. So you get to see that on all of these tour dates. In addition to seeing Evanescence, The Pixies, Alice Cooper, we've also got Thursday, Death Cab for Cutie, Idols, Devo, 100 Gex, Violent Femmes, Garbage, and Wallows. Like, how rad is that?
Those are 10 unique bands, too. There's not like a lot of form to all of those. They're not in the same pocket. There's variety. There's 90s alternative. There's other emo bands. There's 100 Gex, which if you could tell me what genre they're in, let me know. I saw them live. That's enough to know. They're kind of hard to classify. You know, you have Alice Cooper in Philly. So you have a lot of opportunity and potential for something like that. I applaud My Chemical Romance and the booking and the label and everyone else with this production and tour for doing something unique like that.
Yeah.
Alex, I'm positive you're going to travel to see Garbage with MCR. That's okay. Like right up your alley.
Both of you. I know. You both said the same thing.
Yeah. Okay. If it was in a state that was somewhat closer, I can guarantee. If it was in California, that was the one, you would have gone.
Totally.
Like she will go out of her way to travel. Like she will take a plane, get a hotel, the whole nine yards.
It's Texas.
Dude, you guys already know how far I've tried to travel to see Garbage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ooh, I've literally went from one end of the country to the other. But like Luke just said, I'm not traveling to Texas. Yeah. For an opening set.
Yeah.
If it was a headlining garbage set, I totally would.
The opening set is Garbage and the headliner is MCR.
I would have to go to Texas, Rowan.
Texas isn't the worst.
It's Dallas, Texas, too, not Austin, Dallas, where not exactly the same values as Austin. However,
okay, my bad.
So just imagine this.
I only been Austin.
Just imagine this: that Alex finally gets there. She braves it. She gets to Texas. She gets in through the gate. She's at her seat, or she's standing front row at barricade.
Welcome to Arlington Ballpark. We are sad to inform you that Shirley Manson has come down with the flu and Garbage will not be performing, so My Chemical Romance will just be coming on in a delayed time. Thank you for your patience.
And then we get nothing but roars from the crowd behind me, and I cry and sob right there in the front row. Yeah, that's exactly what would happen.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
However, there is some hope for this, because if Garbage is going to be in the States in the summer and this is only a one-off date, Garbage is going to be playing other dates. They have to. There's no way they would come in just for one. So,
well, yeah, I'm really hoping out. I'm hoping, crossing my fingers, that one of these tour announce segments, I can say Garbage headlining North American tour. That would be it. I would be stoked. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so if you're in Texas, go see Garbage opening for My Chemical Romance. And then you have many other options, as we've got stellar openers for My Chemical Romance. We have some other tours coming up as well that just announced. Let's see. Papa Roach are commemorating their 25th anniversary of their debut album, Infest. So that's awesome.
That's a cool
Papa
one.
Roach fans. Yeah.
With so Rise Against, actually, too. That's fun.
This is actually a big one, because Rise Against are celebrating their own 25th anniversary of the band's formation. Mm-hmm. And Under Oath are joining this run as well. And they've been celebrating the 20th anniversary of their Only Chasing Safety. So
very cool.
This is like a big anniversary type tour for them. So that's really cool. If you're in Europe and you like Sabaton, you're going to be stoked about this one, because Sabaton is hitting the road in late 2025 for the Legendary Tour. And this is a very special tour because they're bringing out the Legendary Orchestra.
Oh, that is cool.
It's going to be a fun one.
Yeah.
Let's see what else we've got. We've got Chiodos hitting the road in 2025, celebrating 20 years of All's Well That Ends Well.
The return.
That's going to be with Hawthorne Heights, Amir, and the Callous Dow Boys.
Mm-hmm.
And then Wednesday 13, a lot of anniversaries coming up in 2025. Wednesday 13, celebrating the 20th birthday of Transylvania 90210. So the 2025 tour for that will feature tracks from the album as well as some earlier material. And joining them on the road are Stitched Up Heart, Dead Rabbits, and Ayatoya.
I had no idea Wednesday 13 was around that long.
I didn't either.
No.
But then again, time flies.
Apparently. Like, I had no idea.
If you think about it, early 2000s does kind of check. And when you say early 2000s was 20 years ago, it's like, holy crap, early 2000s was 20 years ago.
That's true. That's how time works. So,
a couple more. We've got Machine Head just announced a North American run for 2025 with In Flames, Lacuna Coil, and Unearth. And the cool thing about this is all four bands just teamed up for a new collaborative single that they're going to release later this week.
Very nice.
Yep, and that's pretty much the bulk of tour news.
Very nice. Also, there are 65 people in the chat room. We're at 45 likes. Please, 9 more people hit the like button that haven't yet. Logically and mathematically, that's very possible, because there's no, if everyone now was in the chat that hits the like button, we're set. Not me begging. Rowan, what albums are coming out this Friday? And I know this Friday is a big one.
We have a very big week. So as a lot of you probably already know, we got As They Lay Dying with Through Storms Ahead. It really is going to be a storm ahead for Tim Lambesis. Good luck, I guess. I don't know if I want to say that to him. Poppy is releasing Negative Spaces. I think this is her 8th studio album. But again, she's been exploding the last year or so. So this I'm excited for.
Yes.
Still got to catch up on the show.
I haven't caught up either. Yeah. And I'm excited for the new Poppy album. I've liked the singles.
Yeah, we got a bunch of anniversaries also coming up as well this year. So we have Sodom's 1992's Taping the Vein. That's their 5th album that's being re-released. Steel Panther is re-releasing Feel the Steel for their 15th anniversary. And then Iron Maiden is re-releasing Power Slave for their 40th anniversary. Personal favorite of mine.
Very cool.
And then finally, we all know this one's coming from a mile away. Linkin Park, From Zero. It's first album with Emily. I know with everything going on, it's a bit of a controversial, but still, it's sure. coming. Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see how it all plays out. I know there's some album reviews already posted for some of the bigger outlets that got it early. I'm trying to go into it as blind as possible, but I will have a video on Linkin Park, actual video with the follow-up stuff, along with an album review for that. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out. I don't know what all to expect from it. I'm trying to keep it a little bit blind. So
I've listened to all the songs that they have released so far. It's decent, but if I'm being honest, it felt a little bit generic, you know?
Yeah. I did like Heavy Hits the Crown. That one I felt was Linkin Park-esque, even going back to earlier times. So that being said, I think we are all about done and ready to wrap things up. I know we got a $5 super chat, so let's go into that right now. Da-da-da-da. This last week from Ned Grayson, this last week was trash. Here's to guarantee a rocker flop. So the good news is I'm very appreciative of that, Ned. The bad news is it's usually for $10 and plus donations that we do Festival Rocker Flop, and it was a $5. I don't know how to feel about this or what to go with. Oh, someone said Opeth next week. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So thank you so much, Ned. How many, what's our like count at now? Someone can refresh.
You're at 50.
Okay, so we're four away. Do you think we'll make it? Do you guys think we'll make it? I don't know. We'll do this right now. If you guys haven't hit the like button, please do so now while I give my closing spiel and ask these two to do the same. Like I just said, Linkin Park video coming either Thursday or Friday, most likely Friday, along with the album review. I've heard most of the singles. I'm hoping to get the album tomorrow. I'll let you guys know what to think. I think about it. After that, I start making the next downfall video, the downfall of the band, just like I did for the downfall of 30 Seconds to Mars, which did well and caused a weird amount of trauma that it shouldn't have. But I'm expecting somehow the same for the next one, considering the source, but I'll leave that quietly. That being said,
you have no running with Jared.
No, not Jared, but the subject band of the next one. And I won't take guesses, but it's potentially just going to be as bad. So who knows? Alex, anything you like?
We hit it.
Oh, we did hit it.
Yeah, well, we did.
You guys, thank you.
Oh, sweet.
Thank you so much. Alex and Rowan, anything you would like to add before we get to the festival lineup? Alex?
Nope.
We're Rowan?
Good. I'm good.
Let's book a festival. In the nick of time, we are going to book a 5-band festival for hitting 54 likes. Thank you guys so much for doing that. We book a 5-band festival and we're in the business to make money. We want to see if you guys would want to come to our festival and actually pay to come to it. So I have over 200 bands to choose from. It's hit randomly from our random image viewer. Here's proof that I do not cheat. Bam. I'm going to open this up. Alex and Rowan, any well-wishing or thoughts you want to give before we go through this?
Please don't let it be Kid Rock.
Well, no, wait. If it's Kid Rock, don't we get like the whole thing redone? So it's not necessarily a bad thing.
There's
only if it's a certain card.
Yeah, there's one regular Kid Rock card or there's one Kid Rock ruins everything.
Oh, crap. Okay, never mind then.
So, yeah, I understand the thought process, but yeah. Proof I don't cheat. Here we go. Band number one. Winona Ryder. I talked about them not too long ago. Fun, alternative indie band, good energy to them. Nice start. Nice and peaceful. Number two. Kid Rock ruined everything. Start all over.
What?
No. I'm looking at his cowboy.
At least we start over. We start over. He's not in this.
After one band, you know what? Sorry, Winona Ryder. I'm sure they would be okay with it, considering. So
rigged.
I'm telling you, I promise it's random, but sometimes I do feel it's listening. Number one, Psycho Stick. We're getting the beer song and I Can Count to Four. That's what we're getting with this one.
At least it's fun.
It is fun. And that's the point. It's not meant to be Einstein or high art. It's Psycho Stick. So number two, Code Orange. Interesting direction so far. Number three.
I can dig it.
New Year's Day.
All right.
Number four.
A big name so far.
Volbeat.
Okay, San Credit. All right.
Number five. Rage Against the Machine. Well, I'm going.
Alex, won me over in the last two.
Any thoughts, Alex or Rowan, while I make this? Would you go?
This is a pretty good lineup. I can't complain. So
exactly. That's where I'm
I've
at
seen
also.
Some of these guys already live, so I know they put on a good show. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have either of you seen Rage Against the Machine live?
Nah.
Nope.
It was life-changing in 2022. How good it was. Like, I was blown away. Like the photo
That's
I took,
awesome.
This photo I took, that was the show where he hurt his leg and he had to like sit down the rest of the show on the side. It was still the best concert I've ever been to. And that's real difficult to do.
Hell yeah.
Code Orange and Rage Against the Machine, Volbeat, New Year's Day, Code Orange, Psycho Stick. Wow, Psycho Stick opening for for Rage Against the Machine. Dreams do come true, no matter how silly your music is. So, also with that Rage show, that was like, it was right like a year after COVID. So, you know, like it was still like finally calming down and things like that. People just were so into that show. That was like, that's why it was also so great. You can tell the band was happy until he got hurt. But yeah, blah, blah, blah.
That's awesome.
We haven't heard new Volbeat in a while. I just thought about that.
Band album 2022, right?
21 or 22. It might have been. I know Rob left the band.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. But I mean, we haven't had any new singles in a while. You're right.
Yeah, it's been a while. I know they've toured a little bit here and there. But yeah, I can't remember the last time I've like heard new Volbeat, so that's interesting. It just kind of made me thought of that. So
also they're having a bit of a writer's block or something, you know. Maybe.
Have we heard new New Year's Day recently either?
And then not super recently.
Yeah.
No.
We haven't heard new Rage Against the Machine since 2000, so maybe this is the comeback festival. Maybe this is the festival to make sure everyone starts making new music again. We can hope.
Yes.
Oh, my wife, who is a Volbeat fan, just said new Volbeat is coming. So.
Yay.
There we go. There's some good news for that. Now, Gretchen, make some new Rage come as well, and I'll be happy. Oh, my wife just said they posted on social media saying they're recording right now. So that's good news. The poll says 81%. They're going. Very nice. Even if you don't agree with all the Rage's politics and their stance and everything, I promise you it's one of the best shows you'll ever see. So, that being said, thank you so much for hanging out with us. Hope you all are doing well. Stay tuned for Linkin Park coverage this week because it's Linkin Park week with a bunch of other albums. Thank you all for hanging out with us on this Tuesday evening as we say goodbye. It's time for Alex to see if she can trick us or make us laugh.
Didn't we hit the like goal?
Yeah,
we did it.
Yeah, that's what we just
did.
We had the donation. The super chat was only $5. It was just a...
I'm dumb.
You're fine. So...
Sorry.
It's okay. That being said, Alex...
I see what you're doing.
Alex, please see if you can trick us or make us laugh or get us with your words of wisdom for this ending of the podcast.
No more Rowan Stalin. I see what you're doing, mister.
I don't think it was installing.
Why would I stall?
Because you don't like my dad jokes. Because I get you every single time. It's amazing.
Oh,
you don't
crap.
Get me every single I time. Heard that. You don't like.
I know. I'm just kidding. Did you hear about the explosion at the French cheese factory?
The setup for this dumb joke alone. I'm already a little. No, I did not hear about the explosion at the French cheese factory. Tell me what happened.
There was nothing left but debris.
Oh, good.
I don't even know cheese. That was debris of cheese. Oh, debris. God.
Alex cut Rowan cuts with the cheese. Literally a cheese joke. That's what did it. Cheese.
I hate you both sometimes.
So, good grief, Alex. Cheesy. Sigh. Someone else just said LMAO, bruh. Only the best cheese ever. Extra cheesy cheese emoji. Haha emoji. Okay, we're fading out now. Good night and goodbye. Everyone have a great week.
Say goodbye to Alex's cheese jokes.
Oh goodness. I hope it was only just one joke, not jokes. I don't want to hear more explosions at the cheese factory.
That was a good one.
There's a specific book of only jokes about the French cheese factory
jokes. Oh, goodness.
101 jokes about the French cheese factory.